USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still unclear whether Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will be resigning this week or being let go by President Trump, who says they have a meeting set for Thursday.
We'll be meeting at the White House and we'll be determining what's going on.
That's President Trump speaking about it yesterday. This morning, Sarah Sanders, his press secretary, can't say exactly what's coming up.
Obviously, the president has been disappointed by a number of actions that have taken place at the Department of Justice, and he wants some answers to some of the big questions that he has. Some of them have to do with Rod Rosenstein. Some of them have nothing to do with him.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Bill Cosby will be sentenced today after being convicted last April of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump in New York for the UN General Assembly, and the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he will not meet with Trump, making the remark through a translator in this interview with NBC News.
There is no such program for a meeting. Mr. Trump did not create conditions necessary to bring about the atmosphere conducive to a meeting.
Rouhani saying the Trump administration would have to clean up any damage done by its pullout of the Iran nuclear deal before any meeting could even be considered. Comedian Bill Cosby is to be sentenced today after being found guilty last spring of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer. Prosecutors want Cosby to do 5 to 10 years in state prison. A new report from J.P. Morgan Chase says drivers from ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft are making a lot less money than they did in 2013. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The State Department pledging a total of $75 million for a global campaign trying to end forced labor, modern slavery, and human trafficking. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan announced details of the campaign called Stepping Up Action to End Forced Labor, Modern Slavery, and Human Trafficking. During his address to the UN, he spoke about the global problem of forced labor.
There are an estimated 25 million victims of forced labor around the world, a quarter of whom are children. Behind those victims is a massive industry that nets about $150 billion in annual profits.
I'm John Clemens.
Michael Kors buying Versace. The American fashion group will pay $2.1 billion for one of Italy's most coveted designers. As part of the deal just announced, Michael Kors will change its name to Capri Holdings Limited. And a new study says exercise, even a little bit of it, improves your memory. Scientists from the University of California, Irvine, had test subjects do 10 minutes of light exercise every day. They found even a modest amount of low-impact exercise enhances communication between the regions of the brain that store and recall memories. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.